From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday, the 12th of October. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is said to be leaning towards attending the historic climate conference in Glasgow. The summit, which kicks off on October 31st, is being billed as humanity's last best chance to get climate change under control. 2 weeks ago, Mr. Morrison suggested he was unlikely to attend in person, but according to government sources, his position has changed. Overnight, Prince Charles expressed his shock that the Aussie PM hadn't committed to the conference and urged him to attend. To COVID news, the Victorian government has announced it will spend $2.5 million to recruit 1,000 healthcare workers from overseas. Along with international recruits, the group will consist of returning Aussies who have wanted to come back to the local health workforce. The announcement came as the state recorded 1,466 COVID cases today, which is the lowest daily tally in 5 days. In other news, a former Home and Away star has been charged after allegedly assaulting a shop worker in Sydney with a hammer. Felix Dean played the role of Vijay Patterson on the Channel 7 soap from 2007 to 2014. Police allege that Mr. Dean walked into a tobacco store at about 11 p.m. last night armed with a hammer and assaulted a male employee. The worker suffered minor head injuries. More crime news. Two teenage boys have been charged after allegedly killing more than a dozen kangaroos on the New South Wales south coast on the weekend. Officers arrested two 17-year-old boys yesterday following investigations into the death of 14 kangaroos, including two joeys. They'll face children's court in November. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To showbiz, former Sunrise host Sam Armitage will return to TV screens next year as a special guest on Farmer Wants a Wife. She'll present a segment on the reality show called Sam's Choice, which will see her help the farmers and contestants in their quest to find love. Channel 7 has also announced today that My Kitchen Rules will return next year, but they haven't revealed who the judges will be. And finally, Sophie Monk has revealed that she almost landed a role in a James Bond movie. Here's what she told Triple M's Moon Man in the Morning.
You could definitely be a Bond girl.
Oh, actually, yeah. I was, you know, they were in talks with me about it and then someone else
got
it.
Sophie, which Bond movie did they talk to you about?
Yeah. Well, it was a while ago. I would have said it was like 10 years ago. I remember going, you know, I was down to the final four or something.
Oh, final four? That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, if you'd like to go beyond the headlines into the big issues, you can check out our new YouTube channel called The Newsroom Explains. That's it for this episode. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.